Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. From Monday onwards, what we're going to see is opening up of malls, opening up of many public places, including restaurants, religious places. But there are SOPs, standard operating procedures, and many, many restrictions that we all have to be very, very careful about. We have to follow these SOPs if rules of social distancing are to be maintained and are to be adhered to. This is an effort really to open up the economy and to try and restore normalcy back in the country even as our cases continue to increase. Let us talk about the good news first. The recovery rate in India has crossed the 48% mark. 48.37% amongst COVID-19 patients have recovered, which means that 119,293 people have recovered in the country. Presently, there are just about the same number of active cases in the country, all of them under active medical supervision. The Indian Council of Medical Research has further ramped up the testing capacity for detecting novel coronavirus in infected patients. The number of government labs has also increased significantly, and it now stands at 759. As of now, 1,42,069 samples have been tested in the last 24 hours. The total number of samples tested as of now until today is over 46 lakh. This, however, is the lowest in this region if you were to look at India's neighbors. The government of India has also said that it has always been constantly in touch with technical experts and has been taking strategic and technical inputs, scientific ideas, and domain-specific guidance to address COVID-19 pandemic. The government says that they're constantly, in fact, taking advice from members of the task force that has held over 20 meetings and has systematically contributed towards the scientific and technical response to this pandemic. The task force, the government says, has issued guidelines on testing, prevention, treatment and surveillance. The Ministry of Health and Welfare has also constituted a group of experts which has public health experts as members, is what the government says. Justifying its decision to impose the lockdown, the government says that the decision on lockdown was taken in the backdrop of rapid escalation of COVID-19 cases in the country. The doubling rate of cases had dropped to a low level, pointing towards a dangerous trajectory of high caseload and high mortality as experienced by many Western countries. The possibility that our health systems could soon be overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients seemed to be real. And that's the reason why the lockdown was imposed. The government has also, in fact, indicated that their policies and strategies have to be calibrated to keep pace with rapidly evolving situation. The government is always in a process of fine-tuning the strategy, is what they say. Different stages of epidemic demand different response, and this exactly is what the government of India is also doing. When the government imposed the lockdown, there was all-around consensus on the lockdown among all state governments, is what the government says. Talking about how India is doing better than many Western countries, the government says that India has reported the lowest numbers of cases per lakh population at 17.23 cases per lakh population and 0.49 deaths per lakh population as per the WHO situation report dated the 6th of June. From Monday onwards, when we see many things opening up, the first thought will come to our mind is whether the threat of the pandemic has been eased out. The answer is no. Cases are increasing and cases will increase even further as per various estimates of the government. In fact, two officers of the Director General of Health Services, which is an arm of the Health Ministry, have in fact written in a journal that there is a possibility of no herd immunity and also that two-thirds of the population of the country, in all likelihood, if containment measures are not undertaken properly, will be getting this infection. The good thing is that they've also suggested that looking at the mathematical model calculation, there is a possibility of the infection dying down sometime by 15th of September. This again is a claim that has been made by experts who belong to the government, who are government appointees. It remains to be seen whether the government of India also endorses this position. We have to continue to be very careful, even more careful, and the responsibility on us increases from Monday onwards even much more. This is the kind of legroom that has been given to us to get a sense of normalcy. This is an opportunity given to us, and we should ensure that we should be safe and also try and ensure that the people around us are safe. That is why it is very important to behave responsibly at this point in time. Thank you for joining in. Bye-bye.